Jesus, and what do we call that special book? The Bible. And this is our special children's Bible that we use upstairs with the children. So I'm going to read you the story this morning. It's called Bread for Everyone. Jesus, look at all the people coming, Philip said. Crowds and crowds of men, women and children were on their way to see Jesus. They're all going to be very hungry after their journey here, Jesus said. How will we get enough to feed them all? Well, we haven't got enough money, Philip said. Yes, but we've got some food, said Andrew. There's a boy here with 5 bread rolls and 2 fish. Well, one boy's picnic was not going to feed all these people. But Jesus knew what to do. He told the people to sit down. Then he took those 5 little bread rolls and those 2 little fish, and he said, thank you to God. Then he passed the food around the crowd, and everybody had enough to eat. Wow! Said Philip. Wow! Said Andrew. Mm-mm-mm, said all the people. We were so, so hungry. Jesus helped us when we really needed some food. This is the word of the Lord. Now, children.
Any young people want to come up and join me again? I haven't got any special jobs for you, but you might like to just come and sit up here. Come on, even if it's just Evie. And if you'd like, actually, don't follow me, because, again, I'm going to read from a slightly different version of the Bible that we have in the pews, but this is a little bit closer to the grown-up Bibles. We're reading from a youth Bible. And we're going to continue the story, and we're going to look at the book of John, and we're going to read from chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 25. And this story is all about Jesus, the bread of life. That might sound a bit funny because we've already had a story about bread that they were eating, but now we're going to find out why Jesus is the bread of life. So, the story goes. The people found Jesus on the other side of the lake. They asked him, "Teacher, when did you get here?" He answered, "Why are you looking for me? Is it because you saw miraculous signs? The truth is, you are looking for me because you ate the bread and were satisfied. But earthly food spoils and ruins. So don't work to get that kind of food. But work to get the food that stays good and gives you eternal life. The Son of Man will give you that food. He is the only one qualified by God the Father to give it to you." The people asked Jesus, "What does God want us to do?" Jesus answered, "The work God wants you to do is this, to believe in the one he sent." So the people asked, "What miraculous sign will you do for us? If we can see you do a miracle, then we will believe you. What will you do? Our ancestors were given manna to eat in the desert. As the scriptures say, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said, "I can assure you that Moses was not the one who gave your people bread from heaven. God's bread is the one who comes down from heaven. Oh, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. God's bread is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." The people said, "Sir, from now on, give us bread like that." Then Jesus said, "I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again." This is the word of the Lord. Lovely. You can all go back now. Thank you for listening.
Well, don't go back.
Sorry.
Don't go back.
Sorry.
Don't go back, because I have some questions for you. Thank you very much, Claire. Yes, I will keep that microphone because we may need to hear what the answers are. They all went somewhere where Jesus was, and they all needed feeding somehow. They couldn't all get food themselves. And so Jesus provided it for them. He took, can you remember how many bits of bread and how many fish? How many bits of bread?
Two fish and five pieces of bread.
Marvellous, absolutely. So two bits of fish and five bits of bread, and fed even more people than there are here this morning. Probably more than 10,000 people. That's a lot of people. That's this church times about 20. That's how many people it is. So he fed that many people with such a small amount of stuff. And then, who can remember the second story? We've literally just had it. So if every hand does not go, I will be disappointed. Who can remember the second story? Oh boy, there are some short memories out there. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, there are two things in particular from that second story that I would like to know. The first one is, what question did Jesus ask the people? Can you remember what question Jesus asked? Yes.
Why did you come here?
Oh, very close, very close. Not quite why did you come, but I'll give you half a point for that one. Can you remember?
I just forgot.
Oh, you just forgot. Never mind. You can remember. Let's have a go.
Why are you looking for me?
Marvellous. Absolutely. Why are you looking for me? So Jesus asked them quite a simple question. Why are you looking for him? Why would they possibly be looking for Jesus? Well, he gives them one answer, but I'm going to throw the question over to everyone here. If you are here this morning, hopefully for more than just to sit in a pew, to sing some lovely songs and maybe to hear some talking, hopefully you're here to actually meet with Jesus. And if you are here to meet with Jesus, why? Why are you here to meet with him? Why are you looking for him this morning? I'm going to come running around to you. Yes, sir.
Well, maybe because they would want food from him, because how he shared two pieces of fish and five pieces of bread in front of 10,000 people, he might have more food or something.
That's true, it's true. He might have backup reserves, absolutely. Which could be, to slightly change it, that could be exactly why we're here today. Maybe it's not that we think Jesus is going to give us food, but actually we think that Jesus is going to give us something. It might be that there's something we want from Jesus. What could we possibly want from Jesus? I think I've got a lot of things that I would possibly want from Jesus. Lots of new drum stuff. I always want new drum stuff because I enjoy drumming. And I can't afford said drum stuff, so the only place I'm going to get it from is Jesus. So Jesus, more drum stuff, please. So it might be that we want something from Jesus. Why else could we possibly want to meet with Jesus today? Any other answers? Yes, sir.
Maybe to go up to heaven?
Oh, maybe, because we want to get to heaven. That's a fantastic thing. Lots of people think if they get to know Jesus, then, yep, guaranteed heaven.
I want boxing gloves.
Okay, we want some boxing gloves down here. Mum and Dad, I think I know what we're getting for Christmas. How about you guys out there? Why have you this morning come here to meet with Jesus? Oh, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've just come because Sunday is the day we go to church. Who knows? Well, first challenge of the morning. If you hadn't come here expecting to meet with Jesus, I would say prepare to be surprised, because I think he is and probably already has met with each and every one of us here this morning. So as we've already heard in the story, he says, why are you looking for me? Is it because you saw a miraculous sign? They saw the bread. They thought, bread tastes good. I want more bread. Who's got the bread? Jesus has got the bread. But they say, hang on a second. You're saying that you're going to give us bread, that you're like God. But what are you going to do for us to prove that you're God? Do you remember the people saying that? They said, what kind of miraculous sign are you going to give for us? Now, do you think Jesus had already done a miracle that day? Do you think he had? What happened in our first story? Do you think our first story was a miracle? Hands up if you think our first story was a miracle. It was, indeed. And although those two stories are separated by a night, literally, it's probably like 12 hours between the two things. He provides them miraculous amounts of food And then the next morning, they're already saying, well, what miraculous thing are you going to do? They've already forgotten. A bit like us forgetting what happened in the first and second stories. They just can't remember. Do you think we forget things?
Yeah.
We definitely forget things. Could you give me a nod of your head if you've ever forgotten anything? And if you can't remember if you've ever forgotten anything, you probably have. Okay, so everyone here has forgotten something at some point in their life. A lot. Yep. So probably not just one thing. We've probably forgotten a lot of things. I do it sometimes, and it sometimes has bad implications. So hopefully you will never be as bad at forgetting as me. But something that I think we all do nearly every minute of every day is actually we forget even that the really basic things that we have, like our clothes or our food, our water, maybe even just the air that we're breathing, we forget that all those things come from God. We're here today to say thank you, God, for all of those wonderful things that we have. Thank you for the harvest, whether it's food being taken in by farmers, or whether maybe it's just things that we can go and buy from the supermarket and get that way. But we have come here this morning to say thank you for all those things. But that isn't just something we should be doing one Sunday in a year for maybe an hour. Actually, it's something that we should be doing every day whenever we remember something. We should be saying, God, thank you so much for that lovely message I just had from my parents. Or, God, thank you for that lovely time I've just had playing with my friends. So, now you guys can go back. Thank you very much. Those are some wonderful answers. And before we go into our next song, where we're going to do our active saying thank you, we're going to be bringing